When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hi. Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. I'm Deepthi Bhaskaran, editor personal finance at Mint, and let me introduce you to some of my team members who'll help you on this journey. Neil Burate is a mutual fund reporter. Then there is Disha Sangvi, who looks at insurance. Dinesh Bhasin will declutter the world of banking. Nilanjana Chakravarti and Nidhi Sinha will give you smart advice on financial planning. Last but not the least, Renu Yadav will help with taxes and real estate. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Coronavirus is spreading fast. What started from a single city of China has now spread across over 25 countries. And as per media reports, over 40,000 people have been infected by the virus so far, and over 1,000 deaths are reported. Various countries have taken measures to curtail coronavirus from spreading in their region, but casualties have been reported outside China as well. Today only, we got a news that passenger of SpiceJet on Bangkok to Delhi flight has been isolated on the suspicion of being infected from the virus. So clearly, we see other countries getting impacted. Also, apart from the loss of life, the spread of such disease is also likely to have a financial impact on people not only in China but other countries as well. As many people have to be quarantined, offices, factories, schools have to be shut down across China, travel to and from China has also been restricted. It will impact the economic activities in China. As India is one of the biggest importers from China, it is also likely to get impacted due to the supply side constraints. However, we have witnessed such pandemics before. We have seen SARS in 2002, Nipah in 2018, and Ebola outbreak in 2014. Therefore, it will be good to understand how it can impact you financially so that you are better prepared to deal with the situation. Hi, I'm Renu Yadav from Mint's personal finance team, and today I'm going to explain you how you may be financially impacted by such pandemics and how you should prepare yourself. Let's first take up your investments. Vishal Dhawan, who is the founder of Plan Ahead Wealth Advisors, said some of his clients are getting anxious about the likely impact of the virus outbreak on the stock markets and are asking how they should deal with the situation. Should they exit some of their equity investments and invest at a later stage when markets tank? So far, the reaction of global equity markets, including India, has been limited, but experts feel that as the virus outbreak is likely to lead to a disruption in economic activities, it may result into volatility in equity markets going forward. Apart from equity markets, we have seen a rally in gold prices due to the fear and uncertainty related to the scale and impact of the virus outbreak. So, should one increase the allocation to gold in their portfolio? Experts say that such short-term events should not result in change in the allocation to investments which are meant to achieve long-term goals. However, in order to deal with such a crisis, experts suggest that one should have an emergency fund ready and it should be invested into a highly liquid assets. You may also opt to keep some amount in cash if the situation gets worse. Next thing which is likely to get impacted is your travel plan. In order to curtail the spread of the virus, several countries have imposed travel restrictions to China. Some of them imposed ban on entry of foreign national traveling from China. Many airlines have also cancelled their flights to and from China. Many people have cancelled or delayed their plans to travel not only to China but also other neighboring countries. If you're planning to travel internationally, a last-minute cancellation of flight tickets or booking in a short period of time can cost you more. Therefore, one of the ways to cover your losses due to any cancellation or medical requirements is to buy a travel insurance. These policies generally provide cover against any expense or losses due to medical emergencies or travel booking cancellations. This is only available in case the airline cancels the flight due to reasons such as coronavirus. These policies also provide for expenses in case of any emergency medical requirement. Next thing is your discretionary spending. China is a manufacturing hub and an export-oriented country, with India being one of its biggest importers. Therefore, the supply-side disruption may impact prices of products that we import from China. Some of the products that we import are electronic components, telecom instruments, as well as auto components. How much will be the increase in prices will depend on the segment's dependency on China in terms of raw material as well as the inventory management of the importers. However, if you're planning to buy any goods such as electronic items or cars which are expected to see a price rise, you should not rush to buy. Evaluate the situation and then make the decision. In the end, we would like to say that although the situation looks grim, but governments across the countries are taking measures to control the impact. Experts also believe that India will benefit from the situation due to fall in oil prices. Also, many importers of China will look for alternatives which could benefit India. Apart from this, in the past we have seen that a threat like coronavirus is a short-term disruption. You should not panic and make hasty decisions with respect to your investments and expenditures. However, it is always good to be prepared to deal with a situation like this. Have a health insurance for yourself and family to meet the immediate medical expenses. Create an emergency fund and stay put with your investments. That's all for now. Thanks for tuning in.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.